The Catholic school closings are part of what's being called a revitalization plan by the diocese. It was enacted because of declining enrollment. Some of the Catholic elementary schools closing include St. Leo the Great in Amherst, Our Lady of Pompeii in Lancaster, and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in Orchard Park. The complete list of schools can be found online at WBFO.org. The Diocese Secretary for Catholic Education, Carol Kostyniak, says 195 faculty and staff will be affected by the closings.
I would like to say every one of them would have a job. That's what my heart would like to say, but we know that's not the reality. Some will retire. We will give every one of them an opportunity for the jobs that open in our schools. We're hoping as the enrollment increases in some schools, we will need to hire additional teachers.
Kostyniak says the revitalization plan will allow the diocese to improve programs and make Catholic schools competitive. She says a potential merger of the open Catholic schools is possible in the future. Data collected over the past several years revealed that enrollment at Catholic schools has dropped by 41% over the last decade. Kostyniak says parents were surveyed prior to the closing announcement and alerted in various newsletters.
If they were left out, we really are sorry, but we really tried every way to include them.
All students will be taken in by neighboring schools. However, no transfers will be taken this school year. Pastor of Our Lady of Pompeii, Leon Burnett, talks about how his staff handled the closing announcement.
We met with the teachers. Certainly they knew something could happen, and we've been preparing them through the year for this. The letters went home with the families, so a direct reaction from families we've not yet had. However, the families have been pretty well prepared that something could happen.
Bishop Richard Malone says as painful as it is, he's confident they're making the right decision. Malone is calling on New York State legislators to approve the investment in education tax credit, as it would provide a financial boost for Catholic schools. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.